One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
Coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
To understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow. In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Lift your hands toward heaven. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your love, for your grace, for your kindness. Tonight again, our hearts and our minds are open to hear and receive the word of God. We thank you this day in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. How many of you are glad that you are born again? You're glad you're born again? Hallelujah. Turn into your Bibles. The book of Romans. We will begin reading from chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. Last night we got to talking about Esther and how that she made up her mind to go into the king and talk to him about the plight of the Jews. And she called for prayer. She called for prayer. And she wanted everybody to pray for her. She said, I want you all to fast and pray. I'm going to the king. And if I perish, I perish. She was determined. And there are a few things to learn from there. I believe that many of us should observe from the Word of God. She wanted to do something daring, and she asked the Jews, she said, pray for me I'm going to the king. It's a risk, but I'm going to take it. She said, pray for me. Prayer doesn't really change God. You understand? God is always willing to help us. He's always willing to do for us whatever is necessary to give us the advantage and also for His own glory. Always He wants to. Always He wants to do what is right for us. But sometimes we are in such spiritual positioning that we don't receive that which is rightfully ours. And then also when we want to prevail over circumstances, there are things that we must do. When we pray, we find ourselves rightly positioned. And then when we intercede for others, we also make it possible for things to change to their advantage. One of the things that we also need to recognize about our prayer life is that this is man's world. And if God is going to do something in man's world, He needs man's invitation. You say, how's that? Well, let me give you an example or an illustration. When you build a house and you are the landlord, all right? That's what they call it. Landlord, all right? Okay. Then you give it over to a tenant to live in or to work. Once the deal is made, the contract is signed, even though you're the landlord, even though you built the house, you just can't come anymore into the house at will. You just can't come knocking at the door and say, well, I'm the landlord. I want to see the bedroom. You can't do that. The house belongs to you. Yes. But there is a legal occupant that presently has authority in the house. That's what God did with us in the world. He said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. He said, let them have dominion. Let them have the authority over the earth and over everything that moves on the earth. So, He gave the authority to men. That's why Jesus said men ought always to pray. They have to pray. They have to invite God into their situation. Because even though the world is His, He doesn't just get into their situation as He chooses. He needs their permission. He needs their invitation. So He just can't kick the devil out and replace him. Because there are legal issues there. Hallelujah. So we must pray. And so as we pray for others, we invite the power and the presence and the influence of the Spirit of God into the situation of someone who's dear to us or into a situation that affects us. Hallelujah. Okay, now let me read to you here Romans 15 chapter, beginning with the 30th verse. Paul is writing here and he says, now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Are you there? It says, verse 30, Romans chapter 15. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me Have you seen that? That you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. Read that verse 30. Again. One more time. Verse 31, look at it. That I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea. And that my service, there are two things there. And that my service, which I have for Jerusalem, may be accepted of the saints. This lets us know how to pray for the ministers and the kind of things to pray for. He said, pray for me. Strive together with me in your prayer to God for me. That means he's not just talking about, Father, we remember Brother Paul today. Whatever he's going through, help him in Jesus' name. He didn't say, mention me in the prayer. He said, strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. He's talking about wrestling in prayer. He's talking about when the burden comes to your spirit. In other words, you really have to have a revelation of that situation to know how to pray about it.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.